Counseling question number 11. Define a complicating problem. Give a concrete example. My response. A complication problem is a behavioral choice that an individual makes, where the result of the choice to continue in sinful thinking or actions compounds his or her problems and suffering. Picture a person tumbling down a hill towards a dangerous bottom. The obvious advice to give to this person would be to spread out his or her arms and legs to stop the momentum of the tumble. If he's able to hear, empowered to act, and responds by doing it, he may initially experience great pain because of the friction and tearing of the skin as the person drags for a few moments against the surface. However, they'll be able to stop, recognize their folly, and turn back up the hill of difficulty to safety and rest. Related to the sinful man, the call to repentance can only be empowered by the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 2, verse 25. Because natural man loves his sins. John 3, verse 19. As much as his rolling causes him suffering and leads him to a dangerous bottom to crash and burn, he's powerless against even wanting to stop because he's hostile towards the Lord at the top of the hill. Romans 8, verse 7. Though powerless, he's still responsible for his choices, which have consequences. This is how our personal choices further complicate our life circumstances. A biblical example of this is the history of Cain and Abel. Genesis 4 records the story of how Cain gave fruit sacrifices to God rather than firstlings of the flock, verse 4. When Cain recognized that God had no regard for his offering, he, quote, became very angry and his countenance fell, end quote, verse 5. Cain's sin didn't start with the act of improperly giving an offering. His sin started in his heart motive, and as a result, he had no regard to joyfully give to the Lord. This sin is sadly true for our lives in today's time, failure to give our time, resources, devotions, gifts. Cain became angry because he was not regarded by God. The reaction was so strong internally that it was expressed outwardly. The irony is that he showed no regard for God himself. He was demanding from God what he wouldn't offer to God. This backwards thinking sadly permeates today's times as well. Cain's downward spiral, or tumble down the hill, would increase in strength at this point, quote, very angry, end quote. He was resentful. Quote, often, resentment is one strong link in a chain of complicating problems, end quote. His original problem of disrespect to God went unresolved. He was suffering for that. When he saw that his brother's sacrifice was pleasing and well-regarded, bitterness towards God and Abel took him further and harder down this hill. Bitterness and resentment festered within him to the point where he wanted to murder his brother. Verse 8. At this point, we see the graciousness of God. God himself was nuthetically counseling Cain. God said, quote, if you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it, end quote, verse 7. Though the Lord was disregarded, he still graciously stands at the top of the hill, saying that if you heed his instructions, you can turn towards righteousness. Cain even, quote, told Abel his brother, end quote, verse 8. Though we don't know the extent of their conversation, we can infer that because Abel loved God, that Abel himself may have given godly and helpful advice to Cain as well. Sadly, as many people today still currently do, Cain refused to heed God's warning, and possibly his brother's, and fell into deeper depths of sin. God offered hope by telling Cain that he could reverse the spiral through repentance by changing his behavior and yielding to the Lord in submission. Rather than stop and head up the hill towards his Lord, Cain's love of sin drove him to the bottom, where he murdered his brother Abel. Verse 8. God cursed Cain, verse 11, and Cain did not like the consequences. Verse 13. Who's to blame for Cain's suffering? Could it be God for inadequate counsel? Of course not. Like us, Cain has no one to blame but himself for obeying his sin, which, quote, further complicates matters, leading to greater guilt and deeper depression," end quote.